Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Gregory Dang. I'm the principal investigator of the North Carolina Occupational Health Surveillance Program. We noticed patterns in our fatality data that Hispanic workers tend to be dying at higher rates than other race ethnicity groups, which kind of hinted at occupational health disparities possibly in our state. Not that this wasn't obvious in general, but we became interested in describing these disparities in greater detail, so we adopted some methods developed by Michigan back in 2014 using employment data, and for us we used CFOI data to describe disparities in occupational health in our state by race ethnicity, and this is some of the things that we found. So this, I have to read this because I want to make sure I capture this correctly. We used the percentage, so first of all, we ranked major occupation groups by median hourly wage in this table and this table. These are the highest upper tertile income groups. We had about 73% non-Hispanic white workers, 20.5% non-Hispanic black, 9% Hispanic, and 6% other. And we use these percentages to compare how each race ethnicity's group's representation in each major occupational group compares to the overall representation of the population. So here we see that Hispanic workers were underrepresented in all of the highest paying occupation groups. And non-Hispanic blacks were underrepresented in 5 of the 7 highest-paying occupation groups. Hispanics were also overrepresented in about 5 of the 7 lowest-paying occupation groups, and non-Hispanic blacks in 4 of the 7 lowest-paying occupation groups. Here we took the 10 most for these next 4 tables, and I'll go through them a little slower. We took the 10 most common occupation groups for each major race ethnicity group, and we grouped those major occupations by major categories developed by the International Labor Organization, and each of these 3 major subcategories, manager, professional, clerical, trades, operator, they're kind of ranked by level of risk. Like the managers have less risk than manual laborers, and so on and so forth. So among white workers, we have 6 that are in 6 of the most common occupation groups among non-Hispanic white workers were medium risk, 1 in lowest risk. It's a little top heavy in non-Hispanic Asians, which is not necessarily a bad thing. There's 3 of the 10 that were in medium risk, but for non-Hispanic blacks, we have 3 of the most common occupations in the highest risk types of occupations, and 6 in the medium risk. And for Hispanics, we have 6 of the most common occupations amongst Hispanic workers to be in the highest risk category, and 4 in the medium risk category. So here we ranked, these are the occupation groups selected by BLS in 2013 that had the highest rates of non-fatal injury nationally. And among these occupation groups, Hispanics were overrepresented in 7 of these groups, and non-Hispanic blacks 8 of these 8 of these groups. And we also see here that that there are definitely patterns by race ethnicity. We see Hispanics consistently having higher rates of work-related fatalities over time as compared to other race ethnicity groups, even though there was a 38% decrease in the rate of fatalities among Hispanic workers overall. But they also are at a 1.75 times the risk of dying from work-related injuries as compared to non-Hispanic whites. So in conclusion, there are definitely disparities by race and ethnicity in occupational health in North Carolina. Fatal work-related injuries are decreasing over time for all racial ethnic groups, especially in Hispanics, but non-Hispanic black and Hispanic workers are at higher risk for injuries than non-Hispanic whites or non-Hispanic Asian workers. And continued surveillance with other data sources is necessary to kind of drill down, to kind of find out in greater detail what exactly is going on. We plan to use American Community Survey data to kind of determine by specific subcategories of race ethnicities if there's any other patterns that can be discovered. And also we plan to interview workers for their work experiences to see what are some circumstances surrounding their injuries.